This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining me now from, from Bellevue, Washington State. He is the director of the Second Amendment Foundation. In addition to all the other stuff that he does, he is, in my opinion, the most effective single Second Amendment advocate out there right now today. When he rolls in, everybody knows he's coming to the room. Joining me now is Alan Gottlieb. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Great to be with you.
So, let's kick it off first and foremost with let's start with New York, because we're gonna, despite the Bruin decision, which actually worked out pretty well in them taking four other cases and sending them back for reconsideration, which was also sort of a win for gun rights and for freedom in America. Despite that, the leftists are trying to operate like that didn't even happen. So let's start with New York. Kathy Hochul, is the problem that she is an arrogant waste of space or an ignorant waste of space when it comes to gun rights? Because she doesn't want people, she doesn't want law-abiding citizens to have guns. And I guess is it due to some stupid thing about where we're so densely packed, or is it just because of fear? What do you think is going on with her?
Well, I think, quite frankly, one, she is a little ignorant when it comes to firearms issues. But two, she's got a very anti-gun rights agenda, and she just keeps pushing it, and she is arrogant about it. You're right in what you said. So New York State is one of a number of states that thumb their nose, so to speak, at the Supreme Court decision knocking down anti-gun laws that really infringe on Second Amendment rights. California and New Jersey are two others that have followed suit. Those three are leading the pack, so to speak, at telling the Supreme Court, it doesn't matter what you rule, we can do what we want to do no matter what.
They are, first of all, I'm sure all of that's going to get challenged, and I'm sure all of it is going to get turned back and everything else. With something coming from the Supreme Court, with a state like this, is there no point to where you can look at them and say, look, you obviously are doing something unconstitutional? Is there no punitive measures that can be taken for somebody that's quite blatantly getting out there and doing these things that are flying in the face of what was heretofore the very revered judicial precedent?
Well, I guess the only way I can really answer that is that the individuals like the governor of New York and others who totally, you know, disregard constitutional rights, the courts pretty much have ruled historically that it's up for the voters to take care of them, so you have to beat them in elections. However, when they pass unconstitutional laws, you can challenge those laws, and we do that, and we will continue to do that against New York, California, New Jersey, and other states under Section 1983 of the Civil Rights Act. And so what happens is they're forced to pay you know, damages and legal fees. But unfortunately, that comes from the state taxpayers. It doesn't come out of the pockets of the anti-gun politicians. So the courts pretty much have determined with separation of powers that if they act unconstitutionally, it's up to the voters to remove them with the ballot box, not the jury box.
Well, how much, speaking of the voters, How much is all of this responsibility of the voters? How much can we lay with them and say, listen, if you want to make change in your state government, if you want your state government to be less tyrannical, you're going to have to elect people that are actually just interested in your freedom. How do we get that message to them in the face of what New York and now California, in the face of what some of these states do?
Well, it's a little difficult in states like New York, California, New Jersey, where the Democrats control so much of the electorate, and it makes it very difficult to ever beat them at the ballot box. And that's a problem. So we have to go to court to hold them accountable that way and get rid of the laws that way. Of course, that's expensive and time-consuming for the gun rights movement, but we've been very successful at it, as evidenced by the last decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, and remanding four other cases back down for retrial based on the fact that they should be declared unconstitutional as well, some of which are our cases, like the so-called assault and ban in Maryland. There has been some positive stuff that's come out of that Supreme Court case, though. You know, like at least temporarily, Maryland has withdrew a couple of their bad laws off the books, so to speak, and won't enforce them. So is Massachusetts, you know, and in fact, in California, you know, we're seeing like Los Angeles County Sheriff won't arrest anybody for having a high-capacity magazine because he thinks, you know, the court ruled basically what they ruled that he pleads that they basically saying that's unconstitutional as well, and so he's not going to arrest people. So even in California, there's some areas of reprieve, but this just heightened the whole battle. You know, I always thought when we win a big Supreme Court victory for gun rights, the issue would sort of go away for a while. But it tends not to happen. It tends to the other side just doubles down, triples down, passes new laws, and off to the races we go all over again. So our work is even more cut out for us now than it was before the decision, because of new laws being passed, old laws that we're going to re-go back and challenge now because we can and we'll win, and current laws that are being challenged currently that, you know, this aids and abets our lawsuits that are ongoing. So it's going to be busy the next couple of years.
Is that a lesson we need to learn? I remember in 2016, right? In 2016, everybody thought, well, Queen Hillary's going to get coronated. It's nice that Trump is in there and everything. There's no way he wins and beats Hillary. I think even Trump thought that till 9 p.m. election night. And then,
I think you're right.
During that time, all of the distributors out there, for example, bought every AR-15-shaped thing that they could find. Because what they saw is what they saw was a bunch of panic buying coming. They wanted to have enough product for that. They wanted to, you know, cash in on that, whatever it was. And then Trump gets elected, and then everybody sits back and goes, "Oh, well, gun rights are okay. We don't have to worry about that anymore." And that was never the case. And then with the Supreme Court ruling, now we've got what's going on in the House, which we haven't talked about yet, but we'll get to shortly, and all this other stuff that's going on. Do we need? How do we get concerned gun owners, which I think gun owners probably are the biggest majority of adults in the United States now compared to non-gun owners, how do we get them to understand that it is never safe? It's never okay. It's never, you can't ever let your guard down. How do we get them to understand that?
Well, we have to keep hammering the point home that their rights are constantly under attack, and there are people that, you know, they may ebb and flow with how they're making their attacks publicly. But there's no doubt that the end game is to disarm the American public. If you're a gun owner and care about your gun rights, you can't go to sleep. You got to keep your eyes awake and constantly be out there. You know, I'd like to pat some gun owners on the back right now, though, because this past week or so, the amount of contacting their elected officials in Congress, House of Representatives, has been at record levels. The switchboard has been inundated in Congress with urging a no vote on their latest attempt to ban semi-automatic firearms and do other things as well. And as a result, the vote that was supposed to be held this week got postponed, and now it looks like they're not going to vote on it next week either, and it's not going to come about until after the August recess because the outpouring of gun owners got excited and agitated and let their congressmen know they're not going to put up with it. And with the midterm elections looming right around the corner, a lot of these anti-gun Democrats are a little bit worried about it, poking the bear, so to speak.
Yeah.
So gun owners deserve some credit right now because they stood up when they were asked to, and they've done something.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. Alan is at, you can find him at 2AF.org, or SAF.org. I'm sorry, SAF.org. You should go join, because then you're a member of a winning organization that fights the good fight every single day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Alan Gottlieb. He is the He is the executive director at Second Amendment Foundation. You and I already had this discussion, but I don't think we discussed this part of it. With when they were considering the BSCA in the Senate, didn't the Republicans shoot down assault weapons bans in that negotiation? Because weren't they going after that?
Yeah, it was in negotiations. It wasn't a vote. It was not a vote on the floor.
Right.
But they shut it down in the Senate. So that aggravated the House and Nancy Pelosi. And so they come back with it to try and pass it in the House. It's got through the committee. It's now on the floor. But instead of being voted on this week, it was pulled. It's supposed to be now next week, but it looks like it's not going to happen next week. It pushed off till after the August recess. I have a feeling we may have just beaten it, but you never know, and so I don't want gun owners to get overconfident yet.
Right.
We still have to be piling on, the calls, letters, emails to Congress.
Well, I mean, but didn't Cornyn and company, didn't they get out there and say, now don't come back to us again because this is all you're going to get? Wasn't that also part of, am I wrong about hearing that statement?
No, you did, but you know what happens one day doesn't mean it holds the next day. Especially, my concern is with COVID and a lot of aging senator members in the Senate. You don't know who's going to be there for a particular day for a particular vote. Was it 50-50 and the vice president anti-gunner making tiebreaker votes? I'm not taking anything for granted.
Sure, me either. I wouldn't. I get it. I'm just thinking out loud because I'm thinking they've already had that debate in the Senate. So anything that they do in the House.
Well,
is,
yeah, bear in mind, though, Bill, the House already passed a ban on assault rifles earlier this year.
Right.
And now this is a second attempt at it to pass similar legislation with even more add-ons to it a second time, because the Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in the House are not going to take no for an answer. They're going to keep coming back and trying it over and over again.
Well, yeah, but that's what they do. They've been doing that since the day at sunset, haven't they? I mean, how many times have they proposed this? They're never going to let it go. I don't know why, but they're never going to let it go unless I'm not going to go there. But let's chew this part of it over. Do you think the last time they did that with the assault weapons ban, they woke up in 95 and they had a brand new Congress, and now Clinton, who had everything, had nothing. Although he did have Newt Gingrich, who decided he would work with the president, right? That's what they had. Do they not get that that is not a popular, it has never been a popular policy to pursue?
Well, let me answer it this way.
Sure.
Most of the Democrats, particularly today, unlike in the Bill Clinton era, really only represent the big major cities in the United States in the so-called really, really blue states, the really, really blue districts.
Right.
So for them, it's an echo chamber, and they like to hear themselves talk. And in their districts, the issue it sells well for them. Their problem is in the battleground districts, the battleground states, where the issue doesn't always play out that way, that it can, they tend to get burnt. However, that's why they try to use different kinds of language, like gun safety legislation instead of gun control, and try and call some manner of rifles assault weapons, weapons of war. It's why they try to change the rhetoric so they can, just move a few percentage of the voter population over to their side of the aisle. If they're able to do that, they can win some of those districts. So I like to say that while the issue, as long as we stay vigilant, stay focused, and stay on message, and try to, keep control of the language being used, we win. But if they get control of the language, we could lose. And, of course, they're amplified and megafied in the megaphones of the, anti-gun hysterical media that wants to, abolish gun ownership and, guns in private hands. So the problem we face is that it's a continuing battle, and while we've won them in the past, there's no guarantee you continue to do so. And it's why it's so important we control the language of the debate.
How much of our problem is that generationally we tend to forget the lessons of the past, like what we learned in the 90s, right? They had everything. I don't know what the problem was at the particular time because I was a kid, and I think I was just trying to make ends meet back in those days. But I remember when that ban went into play and everything else, and I just was wondering what the deal was, because the weapons they had banned had nothing to do with the stuff that I carried in the military. I carried an M60. Talk about a street cleaner. I could clean out a block with that thing. That was a weapon of war. These little man portable things, they're good if you're, you know, you got a group of them, but they're not that bad by themselves. I was just wondering what they were up to then and how they got to that point. And that's when I started paying attention to it. But then the backlash that they suffered, we forgot that, didn't we? We forgot. And like you said, now the Democratic Party of that time was a different Democratic Party. But they seem to have always constantly, you know, they're the ones with the 1968 Gun Control Act, right? Wasn't that a Democratic pushed initiative?
It was. So was the Bill Clinton 1994 assault and ban.
Sure.
You know, it's the Democrats that are always pushing these concepts of slashing gun rights. You know, they support the Second Amendment, quote unquote, but, and it said but in double quotes, it really bothers me. Because they want, we support the Second Amendment position, but we don't care if it goes away. You know, they'd be a lot more intellectually honest if they just said, let's try to repeal it and see if they can get the votes to do it. But they don't do that because they know they'd lose.
Well, I mean, there's 25 states that are permitless carry now. That any constitutional convention, which would have to go through the states, that would open up a Pandora's box. They probably wouldn't want to look into, wouldn't it?
They know, and they know if they couldn't get anywhere very far with it, so that they're not going to. But it's, you know, again, they will do anything, and they're very deceptive. They're intellectually dishonest, and as a result, you know, we know what we're dealing with, but we have to make sure that every gun owner and every constitutional freedom-loving American who even doesn't own firearms understands what's at stake here and what we're dealing with.
I try to sit back and, but while I've been trying to sit back, I've also been watching, and what I saw and I haven't seen that much footage about what happened yesterday when they had the gun manufacturers in there. If you have, I'm going to ask you about that in the next segment. But I have been watching them as they tried to do the markup on 1808 in the House. And I'm going to be asking you about that in the next segment as well, because part of that was just so blatantly, I don't know. There was just something that was so blatantly arrogant about it that it offended me on a personal level, some of the stuff they were taking. But we're going to get to that in the next segment. Alan Gottlieb is the executive director of Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. They are at the forefront of all the lawsuits that you hear about. Whenever you hear about a lawsuit for this or a lawsuit for that or a lawsuit against this law or an injunction against this law, in the various states, they take it to them in the streets, where they're trying to enact the anti-liberty policies. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, A Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives passed a $280 billion bill aimed at making the United States more competitive in the semiconductor industry. despite a late push by Republican leaders to block the bill over a separate Democratic spending proposal. President Biden spoke with the Chinese president for 2 hours on Thursday, the two reportedly discussing Taiwan and other issues. Appearing on Fox News, South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem says she's concerned that China's president reportedly told President Biden that further U.S. involvement with Taiwan is playing with fire.
What we've done on energy policy, what we've done on food security, supply chain issues, has weakened America, and now we have China emboldened.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A whistleblower is bringing troubling information to Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley's attention.
As Senator Grassley is accusing the FBI and Department of Justice of misleading the American people on the Biden laptop, the device has now revealed President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president in the Obama White House. Two of Hunter's Mexican business associates visited the West Wing on February 26, 2014, and were given a tour by then Vice President Joe Biden. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is declaring a state of emergency as flash flooding is devastating parts of eastern Kentucky. He added three people have died as a result of the flooding. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot is now the second largest in the game's history. It stands at $1.1 billion, with a cash option of just under $650 million. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at Aero Precision USA. We're talking to Alan Gottlieb. He is the director at Second Amendment Foundation. And just looking over everything that's going on out there with the anti-gunners and all the other stuff they've got out there. And in the House, they are working on 2814, which is an attempt to, I guess, do away with the PLCAA. Would you agree with that analysis?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
And, of course, the 1808, where they want to, I guess, ban everything that takes a magazine. When I look at their definitions, that's what it looks like to me.
Well, I can't disagree with you at all. Again, they'd like to eradicate the right to keep arms completely, and that's what the game and goal is. And yeah, that's, you're right.
So with the PLCAA, they make this lying statement. I'm not going to be nice about it. They make this lying statement that, you know, they get out there with the premise, and I saw Gavin Newsom doing this. The premise is that you can sue people if their products hurt you. And so with a gun, which is it's a weapon, so it is designed to hurt, right? I can't think of anything that's not designed to hurt. Whatever it's being aimed at, it's going to hurt. they've decided that they can include that in there and make out like there is no way to sue them, when in fact, if some company makes a gun that blows up in your hands, you can sue them and take them to the cleaners all day long, right?
Yeah, what they're trying to do is to allow people to sue because somebody bought a lawful product and misused it. Instead of suing the people who misused it, like committed a crime with it, you can sue the person who made it. And the logic of that is that if you can get, you know, enough suits filed like this, just defending the suits, even if you win them all, is going to bankrupt you. And that's what they want to do, is bankrupt the firearms industry so that you and I and your listeners can't buy firearms.
Because they have to defend against that suit, right? Is it very cheap to bring suit against somebody?
Well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. There's a lot of variables there. But let's just say in California they generate, you know, people, you know, and anybody can sue, even if you aren't harmed under California law, just because you watch somebody else do something to somebody else. So let's say there's 1,000 suits that get filed in California. Defending 1,000 suits at, you know, a couple $100,000 at minimum a suit, and you bankruptcy becomes the gun company in the country.
Yeah. So, in any event, I was looking at that, and that, you know, that's one of Biden's things. Biden wants that gone, right? He'd like to see that gone. That's been on his wish list for a long time.
Well, it goes back. It's been on his wish list for such a long time that when it was passed and when he was United States Senator, he opposed it. And so it's something that he's wanted to get rid of forever. This is the candidate. He wants to bankrupt the firearms industry. This is a guy who's president come out and said he doesn't only want to ban semi-automatic firearms. He wants to ban 9mm pistols as well.
Yep.
He'd like to ban everything.
Do you have one of those 9mm pistols? You know they'll blow your head clean off. They'll blow the lungs out of you.
Well, that's his claim. No, I don't know that, but yes, I have a number of them.
Anyway, let's go to eight now.
Yeah, Bill, you really broke up on me, and I couldn't quite understand what you were saying. The packets of data going across the phone lines there weren't so good. But I really can't answer what you asked.
Okay. I was not saying, I mean, I'm not able to say, well, I'm repeating what I just said.
Again, you're breaking up on me. For some reason, the connection is dropping out on us. So let me just talk for a second. There's no doubt in my mind that Biden, Schumer, and Pelosi, if they had the votes, there isn't anything they wouldn't go ahead and pass that would destroy the Second Amendment and gun rights. They've telegraphed it for years. Let's be honest about it. You can't name me, nor can any of your listeners, name me one anti-gun bill that they have ever opposed or one pro-gun rights bill that they've ever supported.
That's true. I cannot. Did you hear that answer?
Yes, I did. I heard you loud and clear, and you're right.
I'm not. I'm looking at the performance right now, but the data packets that you just pointed out, it's not a good look right now. It's tapering down, but have they completely mapped themselves now? Is there no more? I support the Second Amendment, but these positions are taking.
Again, you've broken up on me a bit, so I think I've heard part of what you're saying. But, you know, what's happened over time is that there used to be a number of Democrats that did support Second Amendment rights in Congress. And that helped us a whole lot moderate some of the other anti-gun Democrats or stop some of the really crazy anti-gun bills from ever getting to the floor of Congress. The problem is that the far left wing of the Democratic Party and the gun prohibition lobby has done a very good job of getting those people defeated in their own primaries. So what's happened now is virtually the only Democrats that end up on the ballot for the general election are enemies of Second Amendment rights. As a result, you know, the party is so skewed that rather than having a big tent, it's sort of become a litmus test. If you support gun rights at all, you're not welcome.
Yeah, that part I do get. Are you hearing me right now?
It's breaking up like every third word.
Okay. Daniel, are you there?
But go ahead, try. I mean, if you talk slowly, I can catch some of the words.
So with this unmasking that is going to be going on, or that is going on in real time right now, they are. Do you think they'll ever be able to walk this back?
I think the only way you can get the Democratic Party to walk this back is going to get for them to have tremendous losses at the ballot box, and for them to realize that you can't pick on constitutional rights and destroy people's individual freedom and get away with it. Otherwise, I don't see them walking it back at this point. You know, they've become not the Democratic Party, but they've really become the Socialist Party, and it's very hard for me to find Socialist parties anywhere in the globe, anywhere in any country, that supports individual rights, individual freedom, and particularly the right to keep and bear arms.
You should be able to hear me pretty good now, though, right?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay. Alan is among the other things that Alan does, Alan is also an old-time radio man. He understands what's going on. Daniel, you saw all that stuff going on, too, yeah?
Yeah, that's sort of Bill Wise. I've jumped in to talk a bit because I figure the line may not be so clear for your listeners from your end as well.
I appreciate that.
Trying to keep you some good airtime for you.
I appreciate that, Alan. That's the old radio man in you showing. We're getting ready to head into the next break now. When we get back, I want to talk about what you see out there that you are taking encouragement about, what you've got working out there, how you think that's going, all that other stuff that Second Amendment Foundation is involved in, or the things that you see occurring in the various states. And also ask you about this upcoming election. What is your, if you have, and it can be as cautious as you want to be, Alan. If I ask you for any sort of a forecast, I'll give you mine. But you know, I'm not going to be very reserved about it. Alan is the director at Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. This is a absolute. Stupendous organization to get involved with. They do so much good work. They actually are one of the most effective out there today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. What do you see out there that you're liking right now, Alan?
Well, I like where we are right now for the midterm elections. Based on polling data today, but the elections are still a long way away, and you don't know what's going to happen between now and Election Day. But, like, I just got today some polling data from 10 of the battleground congressional districts, where our side has picked up gains in 9 out of 10 and only slid in 1. 9 out of 10 is pretty good. So I'm feeling really good about the makeup of Congress, of the House of Representatives, after the next election. On the other hand, on the Senate, it's really nip and tuck.
I would have thought that would have been. I mean, like, I look at Mark Kelly, and I sort of see Mark Kelly as sort of susceptible or vulnerable. I see Warnock as sort of vulnerable. I'm looking at those guys. I don't know.
Well, both those races right now have those bad guy incumbents you named up by a few percentage points in polling data, both within the margin of error of the polls. So it's really tight, and those are states where gun owners really got to get out there and work the problem for us very, very heavily. And time is of the essence, because before you know it, Election Day will be here.
Yeah. That is the problem. Election Day will be here. Now, once Election Day occurs, what do we do? So let's say we take back the House, which I think we'll take back the House. And that effectively stops a lot of stuff right there in its tracks for right now. That doesn't stop anything in the states, right? That doesn't stop anything at all in the states. So what will be our mission after November, you think? How would you put it?
Well, If we win in November, which I'm hoping and planning that we do, the House of Representatives in particular would put a roadblock in any anti-gun legislation coming out of the federal government. On the other hand, it doesn't help us advance our agenda in Congress either, because You have a president of the United States that will veto anything that we pass, no matter what. And the
right.
Senate isn't going to have a veto-proof majority, or to be able to shut up a filibuster, even if we get control of the Senate. The Senate, to me, is more important to get control of, because that might slow down some of the anti-gun nominations to the courts, which is extremely important to the Second Amendment rights groups, because we've got lots of suits filed going through the court system right now. And, of course, the other side is trying to gum that up. But you're right, it doesn't stop things in the states. And there's about 8 states that are going to be problematic for us at the most come after November. Hopefully we can get that cut down to maybe 6 instead of 8 after the elections. But again, states like New York, New Jersey, and California, you know, Hawaii aren't going to turn around very quickly.
Is there ever going to be a point to where we could look at those states and say we can actually do something about them, or is it just that? I remember when the group of guys that were instrumental in Colorado with the recall, they decided to go in and target Kevin Sweeney in New Jersey. And when they got to New Jersey, nobody was interested in helping them try to recall Kevin Sweeney. No, nobody in the electorate at all. He was like he was Don Corleone. Is this part of the problem? That these guys are just so entrenched that, you know, it's almost impossible to dislodge them. What do you think it's going to take in order to bring those states into what I consider to be the mainstream?
A lot of work and a lot of money. And unfortunately, the other side has really picked up on their funding against gun rights tremendously, with the George Soros and the Michael Bloombergs of the world and a bunch of ex-Microsoft executives pouring millions and tens of millions of dollars in. That's making it difficult. Add that again to the megaphone the anti-gun media has. Helps promote the gun prohibition lobby with millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of free publicity for the other side, and our work is cut out for us. So in those particular states, again, for roughly 8 states, we have a lot of work cut out for us. But I don't want to give that up at all, because I'd rather do battle on their playing field than let them, cede that territory to them and let them go attack in other states our rights. So it's important to push back every place and have a 50-state strategy.
We see Gavin Newsom out there, and he's doing attack ads on Florida and Texas because so many of his people, so many Californians, have moved to Florida and Texas, and the unmentioned place they've moved to, which is Mexico City, which that, I don't know what that how that works for our purpose here. Do we face a sort of sleeper threat from this exodus from these blue states coming into these states that are sort of thought to be red?
It's interesting you raise that. One of my concerns is that people from California leave California, but then when they go someplace else, they bring their anti-gun or, crazy politics with them, rather than leaving them, behind at the state border. That bothers me because it changes the demographics in some of the other states. Then, of course, there are a lot of good guys, with the right philosophies, leaving California, going other places, as an example. And that's a good thing for the other states they're landing in. But again, a bad thing for other gun owners and, freedom-oriented people in places like California that want to stand and fight. So I have mixed emotions about it. I just don't want to cede any territory at all, because I think, quite frankly, every American deserves the same Second Amendment constitutional rights, no matter what state they live in.
These deep blue states, are they sort of staging areas for this kind of stuff to continue to proliferate and be pushed and pushed and pushed all the time? I remember
For a long time, people always said what starts in California spreads to the whole country.
That's exactly what I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, in some cases, that's very true.
Yeah. So,
of course, we can argue back some things that are starting in places like Florida and Texas. Sporting gun rights have been spreading across the country. As you referenced earlier, with 25 states now having constitutional carry, that's spreading as well. So we do the same thing from our basis of support and strength as well.
Well, that part of it, I've been a little concerned about that. But then again, I also noticed that they lose all of these. One thing I find particularly amusing is that Carol Maloney and Nadler are going to be running against each other in this next election.
Yeah, at least to get rid of one of them.
Nadler, I look at Nadler is, I mean, I think he suffers from mental atrophy. He sits there and he looks completely bewildered all the time. And, you know, at least Cicilline looks conscious. He's just ignorant and stupid and, you know, all of his stuff about talking about, I don't care about your blanking constitutional rights. But, I mean, the fact that he's in charge of the Judiciary Committee sort of...
scary.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he hasn't got a clue, does he?
When you have somebody who's head of the Judiciary Committee that says, I don't care about your constitutional rights, I mean, that's pretty pathetic.
That's a tell.
It's more than scary and intolerable that the American people allow that to continue to go on.
One thing that I've noticed and I find interesting about those particular hearings is YouTube is letting those play. Have you seen that?
Well,
and they're getting a lot of play. Forbes is putting them out.
Yeah, but, you know, again, anything that's happening in Congress, YouTube's going to allow it to go on. To be candid about it, the last set of hearings they've had in Congress and some of those other things you just referenced, it's really good. It's getting the exposure it's getting because I think it's turning people against the anti-gun side and supporting gun rights. So I'm kind of glad. I think sometimes letting the sunlight shine through and the transparency helps our cause.
Oh, absolutely. What is it? It's got to be slightly north of 15 million new gun owners since COVID and everything. That's about three times the population of my state. I'll take that any day.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that's one of the unknowns that our Democratic opponents of gun rights hasn't quite figured out yet, that all those new gun owners coming into this cycle in these midterm elections, I think, is what's going to really make the big difference.
I don't know. I kind of think the Democrats are about to put their heads down and put their trays up and prep for impact. It's not just the new gun owners. It's the black voting bloc. It's the Hispanic voting bloc. All of them. Everybody's turned off by them. They're just so unpopular. But, hey, I'm about to run out of time. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today.
My pleasure.
Yes, sir. And thanks for carrying the show when I was losing packets.
You're welcome.
I love working with a radio professional. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Joe Chambers. It is time for 1911 University. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.